Welcome once again for the first time to 151 Proof Hangover. We just finished watching Upo's House of the Dead, part of our March Madness series. Your mind is a very curious thing. For many, many, many years, I had always held House of the Dead as a really good and interesting comic book movie. And re-watching it, I don't understand why there's nothing in this film that I could really defend as being good. Like, even as a B-horror film, even, there are other movies that are much better and more enjoyable. Like, you can tell this is an early 2000s film. I don't know the exact date because how shameless it copies The Matrix with all of its stunts and questionable camera angles throughout this film. There are some outright dumb decisions with how it's filmed, and it was completely and utterly baffling to me the entire time. The biggest thing, and I think the thing that has always stuck with me though, was the merging of actual content from the video game with this movie. House of the Dead was never a great idea to begin with. It was probably fairly dated in the early 2000s, and in 2011, the first time we did it, it looked ugly, and 2015 does not help that any bit more. It is an odd decision. I get what they're going for, and in theory, it might have worked well, but in theory, it does not work well at all in this film. And there's really nothing else for me to say about this. I couldn't tell you the characters' names. I think there's a character named Alice or Addison, and the only reason I know that, which I apparently don't know because I don't know her actual name, is because it's like one of the last things said in the entire movie, and that just kind of stuck with me. But yeah, I cannot recommend this film to anybody. So yeah, avoid it unless you really, 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 really need an excuse to get drunk and want to check out this horror film. Skip!